This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Steve Jobs and the Revolution.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
An ad for Apple Computer, one of the most famous ads in history. The founder of Apple steps aside, perhaps the last act of the digital revolution, is not having Steve Jobs to point the way forward. A look at a corporate CEO who created and announced more than a few gadgets and eras, from the Apple II to the Mac, the Pixar, the iPad, all the way to the iCloud, where Steve Jobs' head has always been, it seems. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Our collective heads here at The Takeaway are out of the clouds on this Thursday, August 25th. Celeste is out today, but we begin with the future of Apple right at the top of the headlines. Steve Jobs, who wants to fill those shoes? Chief Operating Officer Tim Cook, 13-year veteran of Apple, is taking over for co-founder Steve Jobs as Apple's CEO. Cook has been running Apple's day-to-day operations since January when Jobs went on medical leave. He was diagnosed with a rare form of pancreatic cancer in 2004. He announced his resignation somewhat abruptly in a letter yesterday. Apple's shares fell more than 5% in after-hours trading on the news. Silicon Valley analyst Tim Beharin says investors shouldn't panic.
From an investor standpoint, especially, there may be this fear that, you know, Apple is going to implode. That's not even close to being true. This is one of the most well-run companies in the world, with one of the deepest benches, with one of the largest cash reserves.
Earlier this month, Apple briefly edged out Exxon to be the most valuable company in the world. A hurricane watch has been issued for North Carolina's Outer Banks this morning as Hurricane Irene takes aim at the Carolina coast. The Category 3 storm battering the Bahamas this morning with 115-mile-per-hour winds predicted to reach North Carolina this weekend. From there, hurricane specialist Michael Brennan says the entire East Coast should see the storm.
There certainly could be significant impacts from Irene from the Carolinas all the way up northeast coast to Maine as we go into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Irene is expected to become a Category 4 storm later today. There's a $2 million bounty on Muammar Gaddafi's head this morning. NATO special forces reportedly helping hunt down the fallen Libyan leader. A NATO spokeswoman says air support will continue as long as Gaddafi loyalists put up a fight.
NATO planes are operational, continue to be operational, and will be operational over Libya, including Tripoli, for as long as necessary to do the job that has to be done.
We should note that the $2 million bounty has nothing to do with NATO. It was put up by rebels and Libyan citizens who want Gaddafi captured. Yesterday, fighters loyal to Gaddafi released more than 30 foreign journalists who were captive at the Rixos Hotel. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner tells our partner the BBC the U.S. is trying to get $1.5 billion of frozen Libyan funds released to the National Transitional Council. Later this hour, the latest from Libya from the BBC's John Line in Benghazi with the rebels. China's state news agency says the U.S. is exaggerating the threat posed by its military, Chinese military, that is. That's in response to a new Pentagon report which says China's military buildup in the Pacific is potentially destabilizing. In the U.S., foreclosures made up roughly one-third of all U.S. home sales this past spring. State and federal investigators looking into faulty bank paperwork have slowed down foreclosures from the first quarter of the year. And the Federal Reserve kicks off its annual summit in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today. Last year, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke used the event to announce a $600 billion plan to buy U.S. Treasury notes. There's speculation he'll discuss new ways to bolster the economy's recovery in his remarks tomorrow. Asian markets are up, European indices mixed. Futures are down for Wall Street, though. The Dow gets underway at 11,320. The S&P opens at 1,177, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,145. Coming up this morning, follow the leader. It's kind of a theme we have this hour. We're going to talk about the winningest basketball coach in history, the University of Tennessee's Pat Summitt, her decision to stay on as coach despite her diagnosis with early onset Alzheimer's. That's later this hour. But Steve Jobs announced he's stepping down yesterday. Will the company's stock and influence go down as well? We'll talk in a few minutes. But start the conversation. Without Jobs, will the company still be known for computing magic? Maybe you have a pitch for the next revolutionary technology product post-Jobs, or I don't know. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Which are you, PC or Mac?
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.